9 to 7 on the Hill. Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis, who is going to catch us up on all things trending out there in the world. Hello.
Hello. I had plans for today, and they have been completely blown up. We have
Victor
to talk.
Has been sitting here for the last few minutes, like, increasingly concerned and discombobulated by what's appearing on the screen before him.
All right. So, welcome to a special Holiday Trends. Da-da. I have other holiday things we'll probably talk about, but this is going to be our whole thing today. I can practically guarantee it. Remember a while ago we talked about the title of the Queen of Christmas and how that was something that Mariah Carey was applying to have officially trademarked.
Right.
We had a fun little bit about who would be the Queen of Christmas.
Who truly
I think
is
we
the
played
Queen
your
of
hippopotamus
Christmas?
Song.
Of course.
Yeah. So that has concluded. The trademark has been denied.
Right.
And the trademark has been denied primarily because of competition for the title.
Mm.
And not because a board of human beings decided no one can truly be the Queen of Christmas, because Christmas is about all of us. There's no inspiring message to be had here. No holiday bright point of light. I thought that the trademark failed because you simply cannot trademark Queen of Christmas. And by the way, Carrie was not doing this for fun. She was trying to do it because she has waiting in the wings, like a force multiplier at her back, lotions and cake mixes and books and all, like a full suite of products.
All I want for Christmas is cash, cold hard cash.
Now, I was a little bit heartened when I read about the person that was going up against Carrie for the Queen of Christmas title. Here is something from their statement. We're going to give their name in a second. We're going to talk about them.
Okay.
Christmas is a season of giving, not the season of taking, and it is wrong for an individual to attempt to own and monopolize a nickname like Queen of Christmas for the purposes of abject materialism.
Good.
Which
I like it.
All right.
That's very nice.
Let's go. That sounds very Christmas.
This is a courtroom battle over who is the Queen of Christmas. Does this end with a whole bunch of like mail carriers delivering sacks of mail to the other person addressed to the Queen of Christmas that got delivered? A la Miracle on 34th Street, because I could get down with that.
So it ends because someone else showed up. Her All name right. is Elizabeth Chan. Elizabeth Chan has been styling herself as the Queen of Christmas for quite some time. She, of course, claims that other people have given her this title. But, I mean, hey, it's all the same. She is the Queen of Christmas. It's all over her website. It's all over her personal record label Twitter that has 21 followers. And her personal Twitter that has 3,368 followers. I know bit posters that have more followers than that.
Right.
But Elizabeth Chan is verified, so who am I to say? Now, I fell a little bit into a rabbit hole because I went to this website, which I couldn't get to at first because it was not on HTTPS. If you know anything about what I'm talking about, that's kind of a bad sign. And she she is, according to her own information, an independent artist and the world's only full-time Christmas musician.
All right.
So, I have a few questions. How does one become a full-time Christmas musician, especially since she lives in New York, not exactly a cheap place to live? Where's the money coming from, Liz? I'm very curious, because I went and listened to some songs. We'll listen to them off the air later, and you can decide if you want to put them in your Christmas rotation. I want to hear at least one at some point. There's one called Mary Mary that is particularly a banger.
All right.
But this lady has put out at least a Christmas album every year for years. And she styles this as her lifelong dream is to make a classic Christmas song. And in the 2000s, she decided to drop everything and focus only on her goal. And every day, according to her, she writes, sings, and performs Christmas music.
I could see this being a full-time occupation. Like, there are Christmas stores that exist year-round.
Yeah.
Like, one could perform.
There's Christmas theme parks that exist year-round.
There's Christmas in July. There's a town called Christmas in Michigan, which has nothing in it but a casino, but you could perform there.
Sure. Now, I'm kind of dogging a little bit on Chan because her music is a little bit difficult to take seriously, as is her general online presence. But there's something to be said for her fight against Carrie's suit for the Queen of Christmas title.
Right.
And her statement about abject materialism is pretty impressive. But she has one more statement that I kind of want to close us on. I figure we're about done with trends.
We are close.
Okay, cool. As an independent artist and small business owner, my life's work is to bring people together for the holiday season, which is how I came to be called the Queen of Christmas. I wear that title as a badge of honor and with full knowledge that it should be bestowed on others in the future. My goal in taking on this fight is to stand up to trademark bullying, not just to protect myself, but also to protect future Queens of Christmas.
Aww.
See, I want to dislike her. I really do.
I don't want to dislike her.
But I don't think I can. She's really out here fighting the good fight. She loves Christmas. All right.
I think Elizabeth Chan is great. Would Mariah Carey do better? Would she have any competition if she competed to be like the Duchess of Christmas? Would that work?
Oh, she didn't just apply for Queen of Christmas. Queen of Christmas, QOC, Princess of Christmas, Christmas royalty. All these were things
Princess
that she applied
of Christmas.
For.
Elizabeth
also
Chan could
got
be
denied.
The Queen
Too
of-
close.
Oh.
Too
what close. About what about Duchess of Christmas?
I mean, Duchess of Christmas can I feel like you're missing Countess of Christmas.
Oh,
which is
Countess
a little bit more gothic, but
yeah.
Also really cool. I mean,
it's really slowed down, like minor key version of All I Want for Christmas Is You.
See, now we're cooking. You're describing exactly what I want. I want the Countess of Christmas performing a half speed minor key All I Want for Christmas Is You. Great idea, Keck.